mother truckers. Welcome to another episode of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at y'all from Hollywood, California, here in the Florida room. I'm above Hollywood Boulevard, looking out at the Capitol Records building, spitting distance from the most famous intersection in the whole history of the world, Hollywood and Vine, coming at you on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com, /live if you want to hear this shit when it's going down, which, by the way, that happens on Tuesdays and Fridays. Brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday, 7 o'clock in the p.m. West Coast, 10 o'clock in the p.m. on the East Coast. Runs regular every day on the 7s West, on the 10s East. Wherever else you are, you're going to have to do the math. I say it all the time because I just can't do it for you. Add 1, minus 1, plus 1. If you're somewhere across the pond and somewhere else in the world you're listening to the Hollywood Hick, good for you. Hopefully you can do that math because I can't. I really and truly can't. That's too much for my brain to think about. But you know what's not too much for my brain to think about? Because here on the Hollywood Hick, I have been bitching a lot about how I need somebody to go crazy. Some celebrity needs to do something because I'm bored with people. We haven't had any Britney moments. Even Lindsay Lohan has sort of been minding her manners, but not really. Apparently, she's been trying to pretend to mind her manners under the guise of helping children as some sort of community service, when I don't know how it's supposed to help anyone when they're following around a person who doesn't work to figure out like what it's like to be working. So that doesn't make any sense. I hope they throw the book at her bitch ass over here. And your stupid ass lawyer, Sean Holly, when she comes back whining, that's what the center told him to do. No, woman, you weren't doing your fucking job. You should have been paying attention. That's what you're paid for, to pay attention, because your clients obviously cannot do anything to help themselves, especially ones as stupid as Lindsay Lohan, who looks 900 and she's not even out of her 20s. I think she's like mid-20s. How old is that bitch? I don't know. I don't even care anymore. Why did I get off on that tangent? Because I was saying how nobody is acting up and causing me to have to talk about anything, but lo and behold, looky here, all kind of people are starting to act up and be a fool, and I love it. But before we get to the foolish people, we do have to, here on the Hollywood Hick, acknowledge the sadness that is going on right now. I like feel really bad. It's like history repeating itself very quickly even, but I'm sure everybody is aware, because if you're underneath a rock, then that's the only way you couldn't have heard. But Bobby Christina Brown, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown's only daughter, was found unresponsive, from what I understand, face down in the bathtub, and it was called in as a drowning. Like, her boyfriend and a friend of his pull her out of the tub, start doing the CPR. The paramedics get there, they continue CPR, they get her breathing again, but things don't look good for poor Bobby Christina. And I was kind of pulling for Bobby Christina, because she did have a little bit of that child of a celebrity sort of syndrome, where she had like a little bit of entitledness that you could tell. Because I mean, she did marry her almost brother, like that's a little weird, but I don't know the situation, I don't know them, and because of now, I'm not going to judge. Normally, I would make jokes, but people I talked to told me that I can't make jokes about this because I was trying to figure out how to make it funny, and it's really not that funny. It's just not funny. I feel for poor Bobby Christina. But, I mean, now that shit's coming out, because originally, they said that there were no drugs found in her house, right? Which was eerily similar to sort of like how Whitney died, which is really the crazy part. But apparently now the cops have gone back. I guess when they first came in, they didn't have a warrant or anything to really search, so they could only look around what was like laying out. That's just how I understand it. Now, if the Hollywood Hick has this wrong, then somebody tweet me and correct me. You can tweet me at Brent Paris, 2 R's in Paris, or you can tweet me at the H-Wood Hick, at the H-Wood Hick Twitter, and then you can like voice your like displeasure with whatever I said there too, and then I'll just tell you to shut the fuck up. But back to Bobby Christina, like, it's really, really sad. So like the family's now saying there was drugs found in the house, which as soon as I heard the story, like it was just too obvious that it had to play a role, because if you know anything about Bobby Christina and her history, she kind of caught that same sort of addictive gene, I think, that her mama had, and that like somewhat her daddy has, because he's had his issues. Like, how many DUIs has he had? A bunch. And I watched being Bobby Brown. He was a sloppy drunk, but she got that gene. And And apparently she's doing, like, she's breathing or on a respirator. They put her in a, like, coma, a medically induced coma. And But now they're starting to find out stuff. And then the thing that's the most disturbing about this is, and it's like, I don't understand people who surround them. It's like, you know, you got issues, you know, you're not supposed to do this shit, but yet there's people around who they just keep going, like keep letting in their lives that obviously are not good influences in any way, shape or form. Because apparently, aside from her husband, who was like an adoptive brother of sorts. I don't know if he was ever technically officially adopted, but basically Whitney raised him with her as her brother. So it's a little weird, but I'm going to let it go because they're not biologically brother and sister. And I don't know the situation. I don't know them. So I'm not going to judge on that. But what I can judge on, well, I'm not judging. I'm not going to judge because, you know, I always say Dolly Parton says you can't judge or you're already sinning. So I'm not judging. I'm just reading what I read on the internet and I'm coming to my own conclusions, which is kind of the same way of judging, but it's not saying judging. So I make myself feel better. And y'all all know how I like to make myself feel better about myself by making other people. Well, not by making other people. People make themselves look bad enough to where I can just feel better off of their actions without having to make them up. But apparently the friend who helped her husband, his name is Max Lomas, and he had just been arrested on January 14th because his girlfriend's family had called the cops and said they believed he was holding her. Her name's Daniela Bradley. I think Daniela spelled weird, but Daniela Bradley. People and the way they spell their damn names, I swear. Whatever happened to a normal, regular old spelling? I realized that we put an extra aura in Paris, but I didn't have anything to do with it. I was given that shit, and it's been around for a long, long time. But like, whatever. Daniela spelled funny. Bradley was the girl, and they claimed that he was drugging her so she would stick around. So the cops responded to go see what was going on, because that's her job, that's what they do, I reckon, when they're not out doing untoward nonsense and like beating up innocent people and causing trouble. But when they get there, the cops say they found a weed and gun, and they arrested him for possession of a firearm during commission of a felony, which I guess is a really big deal. And the felony was for allegedly possessing drugs with intent to distribute, because he had a whole bunch of Xanax, and they found a big old stash of drugs, a whole bunch of weed, some grinders, like marijuana grinders, and a digital scale. See, it's the digital scale and the 1,000 Ziploc bags that just give, like, that's what just screws you there, Max. That's what screws you. So this fella, obviously, is not the best of influences, is the other guy who was there supposedly helping to revive Bobby Christina. So, I don't know. I'm just left to speculate that that's where the drugs they found came from, or like a very, or that is the liaison to the drugs that she got, because it's just sad. It's just really sad. So I feel for Bobby Christina and her family. Like, I hope she gets better, but everything I read does not indicate that that's, because I guess they're saying there is like, they, she's doing significantly better, but significantly from where she was to now, it's like, that's not really that big of a jump. They're only saying that, like, I think her, they like, there is hope and a little bit of reassurance because she was able to move her eyes. But I don't know if like that, I mean, couldn't it have twitched or something? I don't know. I just feel like it's too soon to tell. And for everything I read, it is still really touch and go, and the situation is horribly bleak. So because of the fact that the Hollywood hick is not going to try to make this funny, because it's not funny. And I thought about trying to make it funny, and I even like was going to do it, and then I changed my mind. So look at that. The Hollywood hick actually has a conscience up under there and was not going to like try to drag this down and like make this into something really like bad, or make myself sound like a complete and utter asshole who has no sympathy at all whatsoever. Because I mean, I've lost both of my parents, so I know it's not any fun going through this stuff. I watched my mother pass away to cancer, which is not the same thing, but it's like when somebody's laid up and you're just like, what the fuck? It's not a very fun place to be in. So my heart goes out to all those people. And in an effort to not drag this shit all the way down, we're just going to change the subject. So, Bobby Christina, I wish you well. I really hope you, like, survive and come out of this on the flip side, not too horribly jacked up from it all. Because it's just because I know that if you go without oxygen for a certain amount of time, then, and they say for anywhere between 2 to 4 minutes, which is a long time for your brain to be deprived. I can't even talk today. Deprived of oxygen. Then yeah, I think I like, even if she comes out of this coma and which I hope she does, it's like, it's scary to think like what she's going to be like. Is she going to be some sort of vegetable? Will she be paralyzed? Will she have brain damage? I mean, from everything I've read and like heard about, it doesn't sound like she's going to be the same. And so that's really sad, because it sounded like for a minute she was trying to get her shit together, and then all of a sudden this happened. So it's just scary. It's eerie how similar it is to her mama and all of that kind of stuff. And damn it, I like, and honestly, and then I will say this, and it's like, whatever, no, I'm not going to say it. Well, yes, I am. But damn it, and Bobby Christina ended up being kind of cute when she was a kid. I was like, oh, poor thing, she got too much brown in her, and she ain't going to be that cute. But then she grew up, and the Whitney started to show up. So Bobby Christina was actually like getting a lot cuter than I was giving her credit for. So Bobby Christina, my heart goes out to you. If I prayed, I'd pray for you, but I just really hope that you come out of this on the flip side and are able to be okay. So everybody, have a quick moment. Send some love towards Bobby Christina in Atlanta and the Brown family. Because, I mean, that has to be a trend. Like, I feel for Bobby Brown. I mean, him, like, whatever. All of his, like, I mean, he's made a lot of his own troubles. But at the same time, he's kind of had some, like, fucked up shit happen to him. Like, even though him and Whitney weren't married, they were still very close. And so that had to hit him hard. And then, like, almost 3 days, like, couple of weeks shy of 3 years after her mama, very, very eerie, similar situation. So, everybody, my heart goes out to the folks and the Brown family and the Houston family and everybody involved. And hopefully Bobby Christina is able to pull through this and be better on the flip side. Moving on, because I'm rambling now, because I don't know what to say, because I don't really know how to talk about this kind of shit. I'm not very good at it. I'm better at kind of making fun of people and their nonsense. So that is what we're going to get to now. So Bobby Christina, we're sending all our good energies your way. So all of the Hollywood Hicks good energies are headed to Atlanta right now, hoping that Bobby Christina pulls out of this on the flip side. But speaking of flip side, we also have the level of crazy that is Suge Knight. Because breaking news, I just saw it on the freaking TMZ as I was getting ready for this shit. Because, you know, okay, so whatever, y'all know Suge Knight ran over a dude, crushed his head, and then took off trying to run over one dude, ended up running over and killing the dude trying to help him, and then injuring the dude he was trying to kill with the car, because he showed up to a commercial shoot for a commercial for the Out of Compton movie. I'm thinking he was going to make up with Dr. Dre, who wasn't even there. Some people confronted him, shit went down, he got thrown out, then he showed up to a burger joint. More untoward nonsense happened. He claims that he was being attacked, but apparently the cops now have a video of a portion of it. I don't think it's the whole altercation, but a portion of it, which was good enough for them to charge him with both murder for the guy he killed and attempted murder for the one that he tried to kill and did not succeed in. And so he had to go get arraigned for that, because they took back his bail. Because if y'all remember last Hollywood Heck, I was like, hell yes, they need to take this mother trucker's bail away. Like, why are they giving him bail? Then I found out later after the show, like, he didn't have no money. So it's like, oh, that's not so bad. But then I started thinking, he has a lot of connections and rich ass friends who would might possibly bail his ass out of fear. And then finally, somebody in the court system or the police system or somebody somewhere got a brain in their mother trucking head. And we're like, nah, this dude is a complete flight risk. He will go out there and intimidate witnesses and do all of his stupid nonsense and all of that. And, you know, this whole time, Suge's been contending that it was an accident. Like, he didn't even know he ran them over. Bullshit. Because I'm going to tell you something. One time, back when I was in high school, right, I was driving my Pontiac Sunbird, and I was backing out of my driveway when I rode over something. Thoroughly convinced it was my cat, I sat in that car for a good half hour or more, chicken shit, because I didn't want to get out and go, like, have to face the consequence of me having run over my beloved cat, Fudgy, right? And so finally, I mustered up the energy to go look, and then what was it? A fucking basketball. Never have I been so relieved, right? Never have I been so relieved. I was like, I killed the basketball and not the cat. Shoo, shoo. So, fuck you, Suge. I ran over a basketball and could tell I had done something. You're going to tell me that you back into some people and then go forward crushing someone's head with your car, and you're going to tell me you didn't know you did anything, you were in panic mode? You still know you hit a bump. When I go over a speed bump, I know I went over a speed bump. If I drove over a person, I would know there was a bump. What? That alibi does not hold water with me. If I was sitting on that jury, you would be fucking screwed. They wouldn't put me on that jury because I would have preconceived notion about what the hell's going on. And they would be like, it is evidence on the interwebs that you have been talking about this, and you obviously have a position. And they probably wouldn't put me on a freaking jury anyway, because I would try to avoid it like the plague. Because actually, I wouldn't. If it was a good trial, I would want to sit on a jury and have to like listen to it and all that, because I'm kind of fascinated by it. But it would have to be something good. Like, I would love to have been on like the OJ trial or one of them, and just be sitting there like, oh my God, I have to get all of that information. It's just, the only thing is, you have to be like a retired person or homeless or something like that, or work for somebody, one of the few places that actually pays you when you like get stuck on a jury. So if you get stuck on one of them long ones, you're screwed. It's like, how are you gonna pay the bills? I don't know. You have to have like a rich husband or something. I've always wondered how they find those people, because I wouldn't be able to do it. I like to eat and like have a roof and all of that kind of shit. Whatever, I digress. But fucking Suge is he had to go to court today. And so when he went to court, that's when the judge was like, no, as you well know, your bail has been revoked. You don't have bail. You're here until it's done. And we're charging you with both murder and attempted murder. And you're pretty much going to go away for life, because we got video evidence that shows that your story is bullshit when you're saying what happened is not what happened, is how I understand it. Now, I have not seen that videotape, so I cannot speak to what is actually on it. I just know they did take their time, at least, before they like charged him with anything, to like maybe they got a hold of something that's a smoking gun. And from what I also understand, witness accounts are like, oh, hail to the no. Hail to the no. We saw what happened. He did that shit on purpose. So, you know what happens to somebody who is guilty, guilty, guilty as sin, and it all starts to sink in after they have to go to court and like listen to people say like, no, nobody's buying your stupid story about how you didn't know and it was an accident and all of this. And you're like fast talking lawyer thinks you were going to get right out of jail, because I played his clip last week. Or was it last week? Yeah, because it's Tuesday, which means that would have been Friday, which would have made it last week. So last week when I played his stupid lawyer who's like, everything will come out on the other side and you will see that he will be exonerated, blah, blah, blah. This is the way, whatever. I paraphrase. I'm not even saying it right. But he was basically saying that everything will admonish him, that it was self-defense or whatever, or he was just trying to get away. Well, come to find out, your past history has come to bite you in the mother trucking ass, Suge, because you're a freaking horrible, awful person. You used intimidation and strong arm tactics and done a lot of shady, untoward nonsense over the years, which put you in jail multiple times. We've already talked about that. And you have a reputation for being a straight up thug. And when I see you around, like where I get my hair cut, I avoid you like the plague, and I am not going to make any eye contact. And I still ain't 100% sure it was him, but it sure as hell looked like him sulking around there a couple of few weeks ago. And it's the right part of town for him to be in, because he likes to come over here to Hollywood and cause trouble, because I've seen where he's been at some of those rapper clubs down on Hollywood Boulevard, like the Supper Club. And of course, when he leaves, that's when the shit goes down. It's like these certain people like put his ass away forever, because for whatever reason, one, you're an asshole, and trouble follows you. It's like Chris fucking Brown. You just keep putting yourself in a position to be in a place where the shit goes down, and then like your dumb fat ass, Suge, you got shot 6 times not that long ago. And it's probably only because you're a fucking fat ass that you did not die a horrible, miserable death because of it, because they had enough fat to like stop it. I don't know. But it's like days after he got shot 6 times, he was back up and around. And then apparently, though, he had a blood clot while he was in jail for something not long ago, and then that caused him to have to go back to jail. But okay, what I'm getting at is, now after all the reality of this is set in, and he realized that his fancy lawyers and all these people, because apparently also he has no money. Like apparently he got his teeth is knocked out in a fight not long ago, and he ain't even got the money to get his teeth fixed, because he's a fucking low-life degenerate and he gets exactly what he deserves. But apparently all this sunk in on Suge, and so Suge Knight has now been rushed to the hospital after a panic attack after his court hearing this morning, where he got charged with both murder and attempted murder, because he murdered one dude by crushing his head with his car and attempted to murder the other dude. And whether you intended to kill the dude or not, by trying to kill the one dude and you ended up killing the other, then that makes you culpable for murder. It's like people, like if a murder goes down while you're committing a crime and you're not the one who actually did it, but your buddy did, you're also going to get charged with murder. And I know that for a fact on account of, I just saw it happen on Mob Wives, because Big Ange, her cousin, just got like 27 years because he was part of a robbery where Renee's husband, Junior, the one that has been telling on everybody and turned rat and has Renee all twisted like a freaking knot, a bunch of knots. So Junior did the killing when the robbery went wrong, when everything went like crazy and ended up killing somebody, but the guy was there, even though that was the intent. So now Junior turned witness for the feds, and he's like telling on everybody. So his buddy, who did not pull the trigger, has to pay the time for the crime, because if you're involved in the crime and then a murder happened, you are also guilty of murder according to the law. So that is why he got murder and attempted murder and not like manslaughter or some shit, because for straight up real, you killed your friend Terry Carter, which is the other thing. It's like, I don't know. He just walked into the fucking police house last time so indignant and just sort of like, whatever, like this, like, I'm gonna walk in and right back out of this shit, while he put a cigarette out on a tree, asshole. But now he's like in the middle of a panic attack because that shit set in on him. And he's like, oh, hell, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to finagle my way out of this one. This is life. This isn't just go away for a couple of few months and wait till somebody like comes around. And I guarantee you there's some motherfuckers in prison who would like to get their hands on one Suge Knight, because people still ain't happy about all that Biggie Tupac shit he was part of. They still ain't happy about some of the untoward nonsense he's done over the years. Like, just ask like Dr. Dre or Ice Cube or one of them that used to be on Death Row Records. They're like, oh, hell to no. They don't want nothing to do with this fool. And why would they? So reality set in. He has a panic attack, has to get taken to the hospital, and he's experiencing chest pains. They don't think it's his heart, it's his nerves. You know why your nerves are going nuts? Because this time they got you by the nutsack, and you know it. You 100% know it. You don't even know, like, you know it. You're like, done. You're never getting back out. Never getting back out. Like, if they let you back out, I will be so thoroughly shocked, and I will be yelling from the rooftops that there is no justice in the world. No motherfucking justice. You should have been put away a long motherfucking time ago, Suge Knight. So kiss my ass, Suge Knight. You got what you deserve. You got Zachary what you deserve. Actually, no, you deserve worse. Honestly, and it's a horrible thing to say, but sometimes I just think it's like that eye for an eye mentality sometimes is not like the worst way to look at things. I mean, it's a slippery slope. I get it. But in this situation, I don't know if I would protest too much if somebody wanted to hold him down and drive an SUV over his head, because it would probably do the world a favor and save us some fucking money on the flip side, because now we got to pay to fucking house this fool in prison, which costs how many tens of thousands of dollars per inmate per month. It's ridiculous what it costs to keep somebody in jail. It's ridiculous what it costs to keep somebody in jail. So, yeah, Suge, fuck you, dude. You are screwed this time. You are so screwed. Like, you can see, like, the picture of, I see him sitting in court, he is just, like, that indignant sort of face of his has completely melted away. He knows that the gig is mother trucking up. And you know what happens when you know the gig is up? Panic sets in. And you know what happens when you know it's really fucking over and the mother trucking panic really takes over? You get taken to the hospital because you're having chest pains because your nerves have done taken over everything. So, Suge Knight, way to go, buddy. Model citizen, model mother trucking citizen right there. I swear to God. Oh, might as well move on to this because I'm sick of talking about his dumbass. Another model citizen we have in the world. Did y'all see? Okay, Super Bowl went down. All right, Super Bowl. Let me give you my take on the Super Bowl real quick. Okay, Super Bowl. I actually watched a good bit of it. I was late to the Super Bowl party I went to because I was rearranging my living room. And then I lost track of time. But that's what the Hollywood hick does on Super Bowl Sunday, is he will rearrange his living room first and then discover that his house is disgustingly filthy and spend the entire next day scrubbing everything because he was embarrassed at himself. Like, honestly, the shit that I sweeped up off of my living room floor was an embarrassment. I could have knitted a sweater out of all that shit, like all of the like dust bunnies and the like. It was horrible. It was completely 100% embarrassingly bad. But whatever, it's fixed. If you come over to the Hollywood Hick compound now, it's clean and spanking. I ain't gonna guarantee how long it lasts because I live here in Hollywood, and since there's a freeway that cuts through here, there's dust everywhere. Like, it's constant dust. Dust, dust, dust. You can't keep up with it. You cannot keep up with the dust in this town. I guess it's the car culture. At least that's what I tell myself. But so I watched most of that Super Bowl. It was actually a kind of interesting game. Freaking Seahawks choked like a mother trucker at the end. You know that coach is still kicking himself in the ass. He is pissed off. Like, his face, like, I ain't seen somebody with a pissed off face like that in a long time. And it was his fault. That was the dumbest call. I am a homo who never watches football, and I knew that was the dumbest call ever. Dumb, dumb, dumb. You just put your head down, run that thing, and win your damn game and move the truck on. But no, he was trying to be like hero, be all dramatical about the win, and you know what? Yoink, took back reception, interception, whatever. Yeah, interception, not reception. They wanted a reception. They got an interception. And then now everybody's patting Tom Brady on the back, which I don't get because they're like, Tom Brady won it. No, he didn't. He didn't win shit. He threw like what? And I know this. And if I know this, then everybody else should know this. He threw like a couple of interceptions. It's like the team won. The team. Everybody's like, Tom Brady's the man. Fuck Tom Brady. He's good looking and he's a good quarterback. Yes. But he is not everything. If he didn't have everybody else on that field, he would not be sitting where he is. So people need to recognize. So I am going to throw props to all of the Patriots who won and not just the Tom Brady because he's pretty. And usually I would think the pretty is enough, but it's not. Lower your standards, people. Quit being such assholes. But and then the best part of the whole thing was the halftime show. Like, I do have to give Katy Perry her props. It was pretty good. It was a pretty good halftime show. And I will admit, she is somewhat of a guilty pleasure of mine. I can't help it. It's just the way it is. The Katy Perry, like, you just, her songs are catchy and they're good. And I'm a sucker for a cheesy pop song. And when somebody comes out riding a big golden tiger, I'm going to, in a flame dress, in a dress of flames, I'm going to take notice a little bit. I'm going to want to watch that. That's just the way I am. That's how I'm like wired and that's how I roll. That's just it. But it was pretty good. She did all the hits you wanted. It was quick. It was sleek. Even Lenny Kravitz didn't bug me. Sometimes I just think the stunt casting in these is a little much. But Lenny Kravitz things are good. Do the kiss the girl part where they were like rocking out to kiss the girl. That was good. But Katy Perry, you know where you fucked up? This is where you fucked up, girl, because you let Missy Misdemeanor Elliott be part of that halftime show. And when she showed a bitch how it was done for real. The best part of that halftime show was Missy Elliott. It was so good to see her back. I love Missy Elliott. I'm not a huge fan of rap, but I always liked her because it just had those sick beats. Like, get your freak on, work it, all that stuff she did. Those beats. Like, with her sick ass beats. I love me some Missy Misdemeanor Elliott. You go, girl. You fucking brought it. You rocked it. Your weave was hot. You looked good. You lost weight. Because, you know, Missy Elliott has, like, Graves' disease, I think it is. It's like an autoimmune thing that affects your thyroid. She was fucked up for a good while. Like, it's like she had to do, like, all kind of chemo and shit. Like, you should read up on it. I ain't got time to talk about it. But she had Graves' disease, which is a horrible name for a disease. Graves' disease. Like, what? Are you just saying that I might as well, like, start digging one? I don't get it. But, that's what Missy Misdemeanor Elliott had. That's why she's been gone for so long. And then all these stupid children are tweeting about who the hell is Missy Elliott when I want to grab them all by the back of the head and drown them in a toilet for not knowing who Missy Elliott is, because they wouldn't have a large chunk of the crap music they're listening to now if it was not for Missy Misdemeanor Elliott paving the way for some of these people, slapping down some sick ass beats. And you can fuck you, Taylor Swift, for trying to like trademark something like sick ass beat, or I can say sick ass beats, or this sick beat, or something she's trying to, whatever, that Shake It Off song says it, and now she's trademarked it, gonna put it on all kind of t-shirts and shit. Why are they trademarking language? Like, it's free speech. I should be able to say this sick beat wherever the hell I want to. It's not like she made that shit up. It's not like nobody's ever said that before. Like, how can she fucking trademark that? And I'm all behind Tay Tay. I like Tay Tay. That 1989 album, goddammit, is good. It is good pop music. And that Blank Space song is probably one of the best pop songs I've heard in the last 10 years. I have to give her props on that. That song is damn straight up good. But this trademarking shit, like this sick beat, that's bullshit. So now I'm going to change it to this sick ass beat because that's what Missy had been dropping. And all these kids are now going on the twits talking about how they don't know who the hell Missy Misdemeanor Elliott is. And I just find that completely absurd. But I did see that like her like sales are up like 1,000% or something because they were listening and they were like, oh my God, real music. They actually played some real music at the Super Bowl. I need to see what this is about. So now all the kids are like looking into Missy and trying to see what the fuck's going on and who she is. But they were tweeting all kind of nonsense about who the hell is Missy Elliott. I mean, does that mean I'm old because I know who Missy Elliott is? I don't know, but it was more than I like wanted to like, it's more that I was like, I can't believe y'all don't know who Missy Elliott is. She was like such an influence on so many people who are today. Like, you would not have no Nicki Minaj if it was not for Missy Misdemeanor Elliott. That was just not going to happen. But like the kids are tweeting like, okay, like you got tweets from like Ciara and Busta Rhymes who are like, hell yeah, Missy Elliott's back. Timberland was all over it, all of these people. And then you have children who don't know who Missy is at all. Nobody knows, but I was trying to find something. Oh yeah, they're like, shit was like, I don't mean to sound dumb, but who is Missy Elliott? Apparently the only one who doesn't have a clue. Yeah, you're an idiot, child. You're a complete idiot. There's another, who even is Missy Elliott? Well, this is how you know, one, Missy Elliott is a fucking cool-ass chick. Because she, like, then she tweets, the new kids think I'm a new artist, and I'm about to blow up like Paul McCartney. Lord have mercy, child. I love me some y'all. I love how she talks. Lord have mercy, child. I love me some y'all. I think it's cool new kids think I'm a new artist. That goes to show you that I'm still on fire and will rip down stages 20 years later. Hell yeah, Missy Elliott. Hell mother trucking, yeah. So, Super Bowl went on. Missy Elliott came on. Halftime came on. The game ended up actually being kind of an interesting game. Went crazy at the end. Everybody was either really, really happy or really, really pissed. You saw some, like, complete bipolar shit going on at the end of that game. Because there was, like, exuberation or complete defeat. And then on the freaking snap of a finger, it all changed. One bad call. And that went from, like, one of the greatest catches I've ever seen, and I haven't really seen that many, but that dude who, like, caught the ball is floundering around on his back. He caught the ball. Then the next play, they just completely screwed the pooch. They, like, screwed the pooch royal. But speaking of screwed the pooch, you know who else done went and screwed the pooch? Idiots. Like, these people, okay, NFL is under fire for all kind of untoward nonsense. Ray Rice and all these other guys who've been, like, getting away with stuff, and then they get showed up, like, the Ray Rice thing kind of, like, put everything on tilt. And then they're all, like, in trouble for, like, they say that the NFL covered up concussions and stuff, which, honestly, there needs to be a certain level of personal responsibility when it comes to that. Because if you don't think that bashing your head into something repeatedly is not something that could probably cause you a certain level of damage, then you're straight up nuts. Because I could look at that and be like, dude, you keep ramming your head into something, there might be a little bit of certain collateral damage that comes along with that nonsense, right? Well, you know what else can have collateral damage? I don't even know if you'd call it collateral damage. But what happened was this fella, Warren Sapp, used to be a football player. Now he's on the, like, NFL channel. Guess what he done went and did? He done went and got himself arrested right after the Super Bowl for soliciting a prostitute. And not just for soliciting a prostitute, but apparently soliciting a prostitute. Well, no, after he solicited the prostitute, that's what it is. So after he solicited the prostitute, there was an argument over money. It's like always, it's like, dude, one, you're on Dancing with the Stars. You've got your NFL network gig. You've probably got plenty of money to pay off a damn hooker. But then you start all arguing with them. Two of them, by the way, two of them. He had two hookers. He has that much love to spread around. And but apparently, they he got then after the argument over money, it spills out into the hall of the hotel, and that's where is apparently some sort of domestic battery happened. Even though they also said, like, they've been making a big thing about how they were cracking down on prostitution during the Super Bowl, because apparently when the Super Bowl and these big sporting events go down, every hooker in the country, every hooker and stripper heads to that place, because there's just people who are just waiting to throw their money away on strippers and hookers and everything. And honestly, if I was in that profession, I'd probably do the same thing. So then this Warren Fapp, he should have been fapping, and then he probably would have been, like, not going to jail and still have a job. But apparently Warren Fapp, that's what I'm gonna start calling him from now on, because he should have been fapping instead of, like, hooking up with hookers. But the cops said two women told the police that they were escorts and went to Sapp's room, where an argument broke out over the money. Women claimed the argument turned physical, spilled in the hallway. They had injuries consistent with the struggle. They could question Sapp, and he admitted involvement in the act of prostitution, but denied assaulting the females. So he got arrested, as well as the women. Oh, no. They did not get arrested. Excuse me. They got citations for prostitution and for a violation of the city's escort permit requirements, both of them. And because of all of this, at first he got suspended indefinitely while the network figured out what the hell was going on. And then about an hour and a half later, they were like, no, your bitch ass is fired. You worked here since 2008, and now your bitch ass is fired. No mas. Get out. Shoot. Don't let the door hit your nas. So, yeah. What kind of fucking idiot boy are you? One, you need to get a higher level of hooker who's going to keep the damn mouth shut. Because, and you don't fucking beat on your hookers. If you've got the money, you just give it to them and make them go away. And then maybe you learn from that damn experience so that the next time you're trying to hook up with hookers, you can, like, maybe pay up front or something. I don't know. So that money shit's settled and it's not on the flip side. Or if you went a little bit too far, say that you only paid for a blowjob and then you took a little piece of pussy, then, yeah, you're going to have to pay for the pussy, too. That's how that shit works. You got to pay if you want to play. I don't get it. But Warren Sapp, way to go, buddy. Way to go. So now you're fired by the NFL Network. You're just, like, token idiot boy. You're the token idiot boy of the frickin' Super Bowl right now. But they did let him out of jail, I guess. I did see that. They let him out of jail on his own recognizance because he's always showed up for court hearings when he had them. Because apparently, like a while back, a few years ago, he was accused of some sort of domestic assault. But that ended up getting, got dismissed somehow. Or the people probably quit talking. He probably paid some bitches off. They quit talking. And then that was that. But he's not allowed to talk to the victims. And he has to, keep his nose clean and all that shit. So Warren Sapp, what an idiot boy. What an idiot boy. I don't get it. I really and truly don't get it. I don't understand these people. One, you're Warren Sapp. You could probably find a free piece of pussy somewhere if you just applied yourself. But you're lazy, and that's how you ended up in jail, and now you got fired, and you got a world of fucking trouble. That's what happens to idiot boys like you. Oh, did y'all see this story? Because I'm moving on. Because, whatever, Warren Sapp. Because somebody else got arrested, too, but I don't even think he made it to, the kid off of Moesha. You remember Moesha Brandy? She had a sitcom a while back. Played her like her kid brother. He got arrested, too, for drunk driving and weed. And you don't want that shit to happen in Arizona. You do not want it to happen in Arizona. I had to go to drunk driving school many years ago. And there were several people who had got busted in Arizona and had to, go to jail there in that tent city and wear pink outfits. And but then their punishments are ridiculous compared to what we had to do in California, which is worse now from when I got it, because I got it a long time ago and I have paid my debt to society. So don't hear and try to point your fingers and judge the Hollywood hick, because as I've told you before, you cannot judge, because Dolly Parton, the greatest person who has ever walked this planet, says you cannot judge, because if you do, you're already sinning. And that's the truth. But this story cracks me up because, one, I believe it. It's not even that I believe it. It's just kind of stupid. But I was talking about Lindsay Lohan, how she's not doing anything worthwhile still. She did a Super Bowl commercial or whatever, but I think I was pissing at the time. I never saw it. But apparently her and her mama, Dina, mother of the fucking century, right, have sued Fox News because, and I'm down for anybody suing Fox News, by the way, but this is still stupid, because somebody made a comment. They said they were smeared on the network when someone on Sean Hannity's show claimed that Lindsay and Dina had snorted cocaine together, which is not something that I would find completely off base based on the history of these people and what we do know about them and sort of where they came from and what they've been up to the last several years, right? But there was a discussion, I guess, they had about deceased celebs. They were talking about Philip Seymour Hoffman. That's what it was. And regarding the celebrity drug use, and somebody made a comment about that. Her name was Michelle Fields. Said Lindsay Lohan's mom is doing cocaine with her, insinuating Lindsay would be the next to go. And then they got all up to calling it malicious innuendo and blah, 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 all this other shit. And the thing that kills me is Fox News, and I can't even believe they did it, but they did it. Immediately afterwards, they obtained a letter from, sent them a letter saying, you know what, that was sort of this woman spoke, we had her on the show, and we apologize for that. We've taken it off of the air. It's not on anything that you can get anymore. It was said. It was done. We've removed it from the network. And the Lohans did not make any demands for money, and they're all completely surprised that they're doing it now. Well, I can tell you why they're doing it now. Because they have no money, and they're grasping. Lindsay Lohan, yeah, she did a commercial, but she's not going to see a whole shit ton of money off of that, not to support these people. The mama, she's a mess. She barely made it through an episode of fucking Millionaire Matchmaker or whatever it is, that one that stupid, awful, horrible, burly woman tries to fix people up with millionaires or whatever. They tried to fix her. Apparently, she was such a pain in the ass. They were like, why did we even bother? It's like, you can't keep your head above water, but yet you're whatever. These people annoy the fucking shit out of me. So, what happened is now they're suing the Fox News, and they call it a direct smear on the character reputation of Lindsay and Dina. Let me explain something to you, ladies. Whatever Fox News did pales in comparison to the shit that the two of you have done to yourselves over the years. Lindsay, specifically, all her untoward nonsense, she looks 900. Her, Dina, being White Oprah. A lot of people call her White Oprah because she made a comment one time about wanting to be the White Oprah because she wanted a talk show. And, the level of denial that comes out of her mouth. I, again, like the Honey Boo Boo people in Mama June made me have to agree with Dr. Phil. I saw Dina Lohan on Dr. Phil, and I'll be goddamned if she did not make me have to agree with him too. And you know how much I hate people who make me agree with Dr. Goddamn Phil. It pisses me off. You're awful, horrible, low-life people that should go away. And the sooner this country quits worrying about you people, the better off we're all going to be. And I realize I am guilty in this moment because I was just talking about them, and twice I have brought up Lindsay already, and it's only 40 minutes into the program, but that's just Fuck it. That's just the way it is. That is the way it is. So quit paying attention to Disney. Dina and that's a good fucking like mashup name within Disney. Dina and Lindsay Lohan, because they are awful, hateful, horrible humans, and we should all forget about them. Like, one, Lindsay's not even a good actress anymore. She was good as a kid, but she's not good now. That voice is like totally like ruined. Everything she touches is just complete crap. She's not funny. She's not good. She's even when she was like in Mean Girls, people love that movie, but it is not Lindsay Lohan that made that movie good. It is Tina Fey won for writing a good movie and everybody else that was around her. If you watch her, she's not that good of an actress. People need to quit giving her credit for being a good actress, because honestly, she's not. I mean, she's not as bad as that Laura Prepon chick who they put on Orange is the New Black and keep putting on other things that came off of 70s show. Like, honestly, I think she's the worst actress working right now. She's horrible. Look her up, Laura Prepon. If you can watch her acting and tell me it's any good and proved and argue that statement in a fashion to change my mind, then I might listen. But honestly, she's the fucking most monotone, no range, boring, just not good. Not good. Another example of how Scientology, licking the taint of Scientology, can do things for you if you can lower yourself to those kind of standards. Personally, the Hollywood hit can't do that. I'd rather be poor and living on the streets before I'm licking at the taint of Scientology. Just ain't gonna happen, Captain. And that's that. So let's move on to something else. Oh, this story. This is my favorite story from the whole week, because I love a beauty pageant. They make me laugh. This, the absurdity of it all. And apparently down in Brazil, they take some like South America and like Brazil, Colombia, some of those places, I think in particular, take beauty pageants very, very seriously. It's a very big deal. To win one, it's a big deal. And I guess sometimes there's like people accusing each other of all kind of untoward nonsense, right? But there was the Miss Amazona or Amazonia, something like that. It's a region down in Brazil, I guess. And so it's like a precursor to the Miss Brazil pageant to go to Miss Universe or whatever they ended up going to. Like, it's all like tiered, you know, it's like a bracket. But this one woman, she ends up getting fourth runner up. I'm trying to put my finger on the story, but my computer is being slow and not cooperating with the brother. So I'm going off of memory. But what had happened was they get down to the end. This chick had won fourth runner up, right? And so in the course of her winning fourth runner-up, she had had it. She had had it up to here. She was not having it no more. She was like, done. I am completely and thoroughly done with this shit, right? So what does she do? She runs over and snatches that crown off of the winner's head. Badly, by the way, too. I watched the video of it. But she goes over, badly snatches, yells something, badly snatches that crown off of the chick's head and throws it down and storms off, while another one of the contestants in Yella sits there clapping the whole time. But the best part is the chick who did the crown snatching was not about to fucking apologize. Well, she did. I love the sorry, not sorry shit sometimes. But I guess the woman, Carol Toledo. Okay, I finally got to the story so I can give you some names. This fucking computer sometimes just wants to try a brother's nerves. But apparently Carol Toledo won Miss Amazonas. See, I was close. Amazonas 2015. And but the runner-up, Shislane. Oh, my God. These names. Shislane Heyalia. I'm not saying that right. The unpronounceable name of the runner-up was not having it. Grabbed that crown, slammed it on the ground, and stormed off, while the chick in Yella clapped and was like, hell yeah. Because apparently she feels like that the chick who won, Carol Toledo, basically bought that crown. That's what she's saying, because I guess there's some sort of corruption and things that are like supposedly alleged to have happened in the pageant circuit down there in Brazil. But the chick later apologized in a video and on Facebook. But I love her. She's like, I don't regret snatching that crown off a trick. She was just like, I wanted to show everybody that money shouldn't be able to buy you everything. And so what she said was, her quote is, I wanted to express my disapproval of the actions in the preparations for Miss Amazonas 2015. I do not regret having protested. I believe I have planted change in this great contest. I wanted something clean and honest. And yeah, you cleanly and honestly probably got your ass booted out of your runner-up position, because you know those pageant people do not play with this shit. And in case you didn't know this, this is not the first time some shit like this went down in Brazil. I think it was back in 2009. Yep, here it is. Back in 2009, There was a Miss Gay pageant down there, and which is a big deal down, and there's a lot of drag queens and things too. They want to have pageants, right? But there was like the big one, the Miss Gay pageant for down there in Brazil in 2009. But the chick who lost came up, the one who won is giving her like speech to the press and everything about, oh, I'm so happy I won. This bitch did not just walk up behind her and snatch her crown. She snatched the entire wig and crown off her head and left her look like she's getting scalped on the freaking news program. The gif of it, or gif, or whatever you say those things, is brilliant. But yeah. So apparently, crown snatching is very popular in Brazil when you do not win a pageant and you feel like somebody paid to get their, like, their name on that, like, list. That is just what happened. And so, yeah, don't do any crown snatching down in Brazil. You're just going to end up losing your title. Just don't do it. But it just cracks me up. I love pageants. That's why I want to take my friends' kids to beauty pageants so that I can go backstage and watch the moms and all the crazy people try to get these people ready for the stage. I especially want to do it with kids. And I got a friend whose kid would be perfect because the bitch would own it. She would own it. She would own it without even trying, because I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care if she won or not. I just want to go for the spectacle of it all and to be able to go backstage and watch the crazy. That's all I need. That's all I need. And so with that, these people make me feel better about myself. But you know who really makes me feel better about myself? We are now to the guess who makes the Hollywood hick feel better about himself on the Crab Diving Network. That would be the freaking Power Rangers. Did y'all see this about this Power Ranger dude? There has been, like, I don't know if y'all know this, but the Power Rangers have not had a very good time after they have been Power Rangers, some of them. They have not gone on to make big things. One of them, a while back, he's in jail on death row because he went in, his name is... oh, fuck, where's his name? Why can you not put it somewhere prominent on a goddamn article? It should be the first part, not buried in a paragraph. Do your reporting properly, people. Say, like, so-and-so did this so that I don't have to go digging through your fucking article to find a goddamn name. Quit being so fucking stupid. But here I found it. His name is Skylar DeLeon. Him and his girlfriend and a couple other guys pretended to rent a boat back in, like, the mid-2000s, and a big old giant yacht boat, take it out for a test run, end up tying the husband and wife to the anchor and throwing them overboard. Straight up crazy bullshit, right? Well, now, as if that was not bad enough, now we have another Power Ranger who just got convicted of, or not convicted, or charged with murder because he was at home. He had a roommate, apparently, that has a girlfriend, right? And apparently the girlfriend was overstaying her welcome some or something. It's like the reasoning behind this. But the Power Ranger dude, whose name I'm trying to find because it's slow-ass computer, will not take me there in any timely mother trucking fashion when I want it to. Like, if I don't need it to do something, it does it right away. But this dude, Ricardo Medina Jr., he was on the Power Ranger Samurai, whichever version that was. There's been like 30 different iterations of it or something like that, from what I understand. But apparently what happened was this dude got in a fight with his roommate over the girlfriend, and it was not about sexy times. It was not about sexy times. It was about personal space. That's what they're saying, because he was upset. Ricardo was upset because the roommate's girlfriend would be there when he wasn't there, and he thought that was fucking rude. They get into a fight about it. He goes busting into the guy's room when the girlfriend's in there and ends up stabbing him in the gut with a freaking samurai sword, and not from the Power Rangers. What I read is that it was not like a Power Ranger sword, which I would hope were all like props anyway and would not really do any real stabbing. But yeah, so he ended up killing the dude, and that's what had happened. So way to fucking go out with a bang there, Ricardo. So yes, I am glad I was never a Power Ranger, because apparently being a Power Ranger just leads to a fucked up life afterwards. Because I read about, there's a bunch of other ones. Like another one ended up in jail. There's like two or three that's the other ones that have ended up in jail. One of them comes out, like one of them though, one of the original five came out as gay a while back and told this story about all the harassment and everything he had to put up with on set because he was gay. It's crazy. So if you were not part of Power Rangers, you were probably lucky. I'm sure there's a few of it that came out, because one of them's even an MMA fighter now. But yeah, fucking Power Rangers. But be glad you weren't one. So I feel better about myself because I'm not a Power Ranger and I'm not going around stabbing people in the mother trucking gut or tying them to anchors and throwing them overboard. That was just horrible. And that same dude, the one that tied the people on the anchor, threw them overboard too, apparently slit somebody's throat too along the way. Like he killed 3 people and then they like tried again, they tried to play like personal hardships were the reason that he did all these things and he shouldn't be accountable for his actions. We've all been through some shit. Our lives are not all going to be fucking cookies and cream, bitches. So you can't use that as an excuse to do your killing, okay? Just because you had it bad doesn't mean you need to make it worse for somebody else. That's just not how the fucking world works. That's just not how it works. And if that didn't make you feel better about yourself, I can tell you what will make you feel better about yourself. And of course, this story comes to us from the great state of Florida, where most of these great stories come from. But this one, I don't even understand how they logistically did this. But basically what had happened was, and I'm getting this from the Fox Channel down in Florida somewhere, but a drunken deer hunt ended up with 2 arrests and then a whole bunch of dead deer and piled into a Mini Cooper. Not even a 4-door Mini Cooper, but a like short little 2-door Mini Cooper. But apparently 4 guys started out their night with a bonfire and ended up cramming a tiny car with 4 deers. 4 deers that they tried to run down. Okay, what had happened was, I'm trying to find the part of the story where it turns. Basically, these guys were driving down the road. They found 4 grown men and 4 dead deer in 1 Mini Cooper. I mean, like, what the fuck? And you'd think it was, you'd think it was the big one, but it's not. It's the 2-door kind. And I don't know how they got 4 full-grown deer and 4 adults in a damn Mini Cooper. That's like some serious clown car shit right there. But basically what happened, the men said they partied the night before, went on an illegal out-of-season 3 a.m. joyride and deer hunt. Then they all passed out. The deputies found them in the car, all steamed up with pot in the car, 4 dead deers, and I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. I've never in a million years. And the thing is, too, it was not their Mini Cooper. It was like the girlfriend of one of them is who the Mini Cooper belonged to. So idiot boys. Complete and utter idiot boys. Idiot boys. So, yeah. So, like, I thought they would think, and I may have read it wrong, but at like one point, I think they were trying to, like, run a deer down, like, struck it with the car, and stupid nonsense. But, yeah. Those are the people in the world today who are making me feel so much better about myself. I am glad I'm not a Power Ranger, nor am I a dumbass from Florida who goes on a drunken deer hunt on out of season, crams it all into a Mini Cooper, 4 deers, 4 men in a Mini Cooper, pass out in it, full of booze and pot, and then have the cops come over to your like steamed up Mini Cooper to see what's wrong, and then find that crazy untoward nonsense. That is what I'm talking about. And I just looked at this fucking time thing on here. I have been running my mouth for the whole fucking hour, y'all. The Hollywood Hick is done, run out of time, and I had other shit I was going to talk about. Like I told y'all, there was crazy untoward nonsense happening in the world. I didn't even get to a couple other things. If y'all haven't noticed, toddlers are shooting parents and other people all over the place these days. I was going to touch on that. There were some other things I was going to talk about, but like Randy Quaid, we'll get to him on Friday because I want to dig a little bit deeper into that. But if y'all not seen what Randy Quaid has been up to, you really need to do yourself a favor and figure out what Randy Quaid has been up to, because you want to talk about nuts and somebody who will straight up make you feel better about yourself. Because from somebody to have what he had and then have what he ain't got now, he's fucked. Completely and utterly fucked. All right, y'all. So that's what you got to look forward to on the next Hollywood Hick, because that's going to do it for me today. I done ran myself out of time, even though I had more things to talk about. I worried in the past I didn't have enough shit to talk about because nobody was doing anything crazy. And now people are acting crazy and there's more crazy to report. I still ain't even got to my Scientology expose. So I got time. That don't come out till sometime in March. So I got time to get together my Scientology expose, as well as any other bullshit that I forgot to talk about or probably went off on too many tangents, but the Randy Quaid shit's going to be really good. So this is Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick. Y'all are listening to the Crab Davin Network, www.crabdavin.com. Follow me on the Twitters. at Brent Paris or at the H-Wood Hick. And you can also find these as podcasts on iTunes, the Crab Diving Network website. You can also find them on Stitcher. They're all over the place. So you guys be good. Everybody stay out of trouble. Don't go looking for hookers and beating them in a hallway. You're going to get fired and end up losing your job and look like an idiot all over the interweb. Y'all just go find people who make you feel better about yourself and do yourself a favor, okay? So y'all be good. Do-da-lam-do-da-lam-do, bitches. Buh, mother trucking. Bye, y'all.
Lamb, two 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 lam